Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio in our second hour of Sports Talk and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. One of the newer members of the New Orleans Saints, Valus Jones Jr. Valus, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Valus, first time I heard about you, that was an LSU assistant coach that told me, hey, you ought to see this guy from Alabama. He's right outside of Mobile. Can he run? And then so I started keeping up with you on the recruiting stuff, and then you end up at USC and then finishing up at Tennessee. But that was an LSU assistant coach. I don't know how hard LSU recruited you, but, boy, he talked it up about you when you were in high school.
Oh, I bet. You know, speed runs in the family. I could definitely fly like the wind. But, yeah, you got to get on him. I like LSU. I don't think I got the offer.
I think you were on the what they call a B list, but I do know he's on the offensive side of the football. He'd assigned 12 receivers if he could have. That's all I can tell you. So you can sort of figure it out on that end. He might have got pushed away a little bit toward the end. But two questions here. What brought you to New Orleans? What was the main thing here with Kellen Moore and Saints starting up and you? And did you grow up being a Saints fan?
I was my agent brought it to my notice with Coach Moore and, like, the new staff. It was definitely a fresh start, and I just like their system and how they utilize their guys. And so I felt like I fit in just right. Really excited about OTAs, diving in the playbook. And, yeah, definitely ready to get to work. And I'm familiar with a lot of guys on the team, former Tennessee players as well.
Yeah, I know it had to be what Alante was in his last year, and you went to Tennessee. So that's a connection there with you and Alante Taylor, correct?
Yeah, we was roommates.
Okay.
At college our last year at Tennessee.
When the Saints put out this sheet – they had you listed as a running back. So I'm going to ask you, have they talked to you about exactly what position? Because, you know, we saw a little bit of Hard Knocks on HBO, and they had you kind of doing a little bit of a dual role as a receiver, running back. And I know you can return the ball as a punt kick returner.
Yeah.
So what was explained to you before you signed up? Were you going to play running back? And also, was the return game part of it also?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The whole deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah, they're going to utilize me in the backfield, out the backfield, all different type of ways, just how versatile I am, how good with the, I am with the ball in my hands.
When things didn't, because everybody's got a different journey in life, but for you that sure. final year at Tennessee, I think you got on everybody's radar real quickly because you made a ton of plays for the Volunteers your senior season there, not only in the return game but also as a receiver. So, man, you a unique player that could be used, and it helps, too, with roster spots that you could play both running back and wide receiver.
Yeah, I could play both outside. I played in the outside of Tennessee, mainly in the slot. That last year, it was just, like, easier for them to get the ball in my hands, and they found a lot of creative ways, with some drawn-up plays just so I can get the ball in my hands and get going. And so I feel like what I do, yards after catch, yards after contact, I feel like it's rare, especially with my speed and size as well. It's rare to have that body type.
One of the things, Velus, I always say this about Josh. He don't look the part of Lane Kiffin, but that's a lot of Lane Kiffin and Josh Heupel. Almost stuff like, okay, I'm going to show you how it's done real quickly. Almost like you drew it up in the dirt and he comes up with stuff to get people open downfield. And I see some of that too in Kellen Moore. So in your conversation, is there sort of a little bit of similarities offensively, mindset-wise, between a Josh Heupel and a Kellen Moore?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I say, like you said, they find ways to, you know, get guys open downfield, utilize them, deep threat, mid-range. So, yeah, I could definitely see that. I think I will fit in just well with the offense.
Charlie?
Velus, Mike always says speed never had a bad day in his life. And so I just wanted to have you introduce yourself to the Who Dat Nation and what they can expect from that game-breaking explosive speed.
Oh, man. A lot of excitement when I get the ball in my hands, and if I'm in open field with the ball in my hands, it's a touchdown.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
One of the things, too, I think you could bring to the table is in the return game. And I think that's a big asset for you, and that not only your versatility, but you've had a lot of experience as both a punt and kick returner. I know maybe a little bit more as a kickoff guy, but your thoughts on returning kicks at the NFL level?
You said what's my thoughts?
Yeah, your thoughts about doing either both or one of the two?
Kickoff return, definitely, like with the new rule, definitely give guys an advantage. I know a main part of the new rule was, you know, kickoff and kickoff return was like the one of the most exciting part, you know, when people get to the stadium because they didn't want to miss kickoff because anything can happen. I mean, you had great returners like people, you know, I looked up to with Devin Hester. I was a big Percy Harvin fan. Like, you know, like anything can happen any second. And so that was a big part of the rule, just to bring the excitement back in the kicking aspect when it came to kickoff return. And so definitely I'm looking forward to it. You know, I don't even want to even speak much about it. Just ready, you know, for, you know, the joint practice, camp, the roll around in the preseason, you know, just to show the staff, like, what they got in me when they signed me.
Fearless, is there a player, and you brought up Percy Harvin, interesting. Is there a player that you sort of, that's the guy I want to be if I get to the pro level? If you was high school or college, that's the guy I want to be like. Was there a guy like that?
I would say, yeah. I took a lot of my game in high school. I was, you know, pretty good at returning, especially like kickoff return. I watched a lot of film on Percy Harvin. That was one of my favorite players of all time. I was a big Florida Gators fan growing up. So, you know, the Percy Harvins, the Solomon Patton that played at Florida. Yeah, when it came to, like, returning. And also I watched some Devin Smith as well, my old Ohio State Buckeye guy. I just like their game, their playmaking abilities, deep ball abilities, and especially with Percy Harvin, how they was able to use him in the backfield. And he can go to slot and make a big play as well, especially yards after the catch. So, like those guys, but specifically Percy Harvin really modeled my game growing up around his. That was like, you know, one of the most electrifying players in like college football history.
No question about it. Fearless, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Want to welcome you to New Orleans. And, man, you back down south. You know, that Chicago, it get kind of cold in the wintertime. It gets cold every once in a while downhill. But, man, welcome to the New Orleans community and to the Who Dat Nation.
Most definitely. Shout out Sarah Land and the Blackjacks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Fearless Jones Jr., running back, wide receiver, return man. You heard him say, hey, I'll play anywhere they want me to. But it sounds like he may get his first shot at halfback with the Saints.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.